Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Food for the Soul.
Great weekend.
I know everybody's getting ready for Valentine's Day that's coming up this weekend. I know y'all want to spend time with the one that you love, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your fiance. Whomever you think is special in your life. Love is very important. It's a known fact that people that are in a relationship or in love live longer than those that don't. I'd like to give a shout out to Aruba and Gatton, Jason, Jennifer, Shane, to my nieces and nephew. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at dldon112@gmail.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Food for the Soul. I hope that you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoy Food for the Soul today. I'd like to give a shout out to my grandmama. Her birthday was over the weekend. She's 84 years old. Birthdays are so important because so many people die at an early age. If you have any questions or feedback, Mom, email us weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. Food for the Soul menu, shrimp and grits with lobster, green beans, chocolate covered strawberries, and drink champagne. Food for the Soul thought, never give up or never give out. I hope everyone enjoyed the rainy weather that's in South Carolina right now. And I hope you keep enjoying Food for the Soul. Romance is a great thing. It's great to fall in love, but it's also great to love yourself first. It's hard to love someone when you don't love yourself at first, because you got to know yourself. Love is the greatest gift that we can have to give to someone. Remember, when you love someone, love is kind, love is forgiveness. You never hold grudges or try to get that person back if they do something wrong or make a mistake. You live and you let go, because nobody is perfect. No relationship is perfect. You have to always treat others with respect and kindness. The only way that we can be, because love is the greatest thing, like I said, we can give to someone and to receive. You get what you put into it. So never think that if I give my all, the other person is not going to give their all. It doesn't work like that. Sometimes you have to give your being right for the greater good. Because remember, everybody comes to the table with their own problems and issues and own life lessons. you have to meet somebody where they're at and hope that y'all can grow and learn together. Never come into this thing thinking that the person is so perfect and that everything is going to go so well, because you don't want to set yourself up for failure. You have to look at what you have, where you're trying to go, and hope that person can help you get there. I guess what I'm trying to say is hindsight is 50-50. If you meet someone that don't have the basic necessities for life, how can you hope to build a future with that person? It's not going to work. Because at the end of the day, all they're going to do is let you down. If you're looking for a Superman, don't settle for Clark Kent. Never settle for less than what you're looking for, because at the end of the day, you have to be happy with what you got. Sometimes you can't predict the future. No one can. Such is life. But you kind of can tell by the person's past, and you can tell how that person treat other people that are around them, how they will treat you. Nobody can fake something for a long period of time. The true color is going to show up and show out. Yeah, when you first meet somebody, everything is all brand new, and they say the nicest things, and they do the nicest gestures. But give it a while, you want to see if that person is true blue to what they're doing. Sometimes people can fake the funk, but they can't fake the funk for a long period of time. Some people are just selfish, and they can't help themselves. It's not their fault that they're like that. Sometimes we want something so bad until we get it that we find it's not what we really want. It's just a good idea at the time. Everyone wants that perfect person. Sometimes we spend all our time trying to create something that's not really there. Sometimes you want that perfect man or that perfect woman. Sometimes we think that we can create that perfect person. And sometimes you can't create somebody to be your ideal person. You're trying to make something happen that's not really there. That's only going to frustrate you and make you upset. We have to understand that you have to be happy with yourself first before you can be happy with somebody else. That's why divorce rate is so high today. Because so many people fall in love with the idea of that perfect wedding day, the pictures, the cake, that dance, exchange of vows. But nobody never think about Monday morning when everything is said and done. You don't show the world how much you love that person, but Monday morning is another ball game. Kind of like getting a new job. You're so happy you got a job until they hit you with the job description and the job details. Then you were like, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? That happens a lot. And it's not your fault. It's nobody's fault. Because sometimes we get caught up in Disney World that we forgot that there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Like the maintenance crew, the kitchen crew, security, the finance department. It takes a lot to make Disney World go, but you're not there for that. You're there for the big adventure, the rides, the nice restaurants, hanging out, having a good time. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you got to realize Disney World is only a show. And that's what the wedding day is, a show. Monday morning comes, the dresses back on the hanger, The makeup is going. The wedding party is going. The photographer is going. The video camera is going. Picture disappear. It's just not you and that person for the rest of your life. And see, nobody thinks about the long-term effect of marriage because everybody wants that perfect day. What marriage now is about that wedding day. Nobody think about retirement, where we're going to live at, how many kids we're going to have, who's going to do what with what, is our credit scores right. I'm not knocking love, but I'm not hating on love. Love is a wonderful thing, like I said. But you got to get past that wedding day. And there's nothing wrong with buying your sweetheart some candy, some roses, cards, you know, nice dinner. That's all fine and dandy. But you got to realize there's more to life than that. Life is good if you plan well and do the right thing. I hope everyone enjoyed the show, and I hope that you give me positive feedback or any kind of feedback at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. We have to realize that life is important and that matters, and each day is a gift. I know that every day is not going to be sunshine. And I know that every day your relationship is not going to be perfect. You have to take the good with the bad. You have to learn how to laugh, smile, forgive, forget, cry, be sad. But it's all worth it if you find the right person you want to be with for the rest of your life. Dating is not easy because it's hard to find that right combination. So far, I know what I want, but it's hard to find these days because a lot of people have been married and divorced. A lot of people got a lot of kids. And I'm not knocking what people do, but I just know what I need for my life and to make my life successful. That's why I'm having trouble with the dating game, because it's not easy as you think. Because everybody comes to the table with their own dilemmas or their problems. And sometimes people just don't want to let go of their past. It's not my fault or their fault, because everybody grew in different stages in life. And sometimes you have to take people for the level that they're on. It's hard trying to date somebody or have a relationship with somebody that has low self-esteem or a low opinion of themselves and don't know their value. It's hard to love someone that don't love themselves, because they're looking for you to complete them. And I don't have that kind of power or authority to complete anybody, because I don't know how to do that. That's not my job. I want to say happy birthday, Grandma. She's 84 years old. And I'll probably do a special show tomorrow, because I'm having technical difficulties on my side today. Keep going in and out. And the weather's kind of bad out here, but that's okay. I know that life is hard, and I know dating is hard, and I know trying to find that right fit for your life is hard. But the way somebody feels about them is how they feel about you. If you find somebody that don't like themselves, they're not going to like you. You better believe it. It is hard to find a single woman with no kids, never been married, and want the same things you want out of life. Maybe I'm wrong, but so far, it's been an issue in my life. I'm not knocking people with kids. I would never do that. Everybody has their own life story that they have to live with. I feel that what's for me is for me. And if a person have a child or not, it doesn't matter. But I do know one day I do want to have a child or two. It's been a struggle. Everybody wants something that's a dream or in the movies. I can't do dreams or movies. I can only do reality and what is the real. If you have any questions, please email me at weldon@gmail.com. I know that the stores are filled with candy and cards until Friday. For some odd reason, all the candy and cards disappear on Friday or the day right before Valentine's Day, and all the fireworks stuff come out. I never got that. Why is that? It's a rush to rush the holidays. Spring is not going to be here for a while. Spring won't be here for like another 2 or 3 weeks at the most. So why do they find the need to take all the candy and cards out of the store the day before Valentine's Day? I never got that. I do know that one day I do want a relationship that's long lasting. And hopefully at least somewhere down the road that's a forever thing. But I can't rush it because I have to do everything in due season and in due time. I guess when it comes to me and dating, I meet women that have children, and a lot of them don't want to have more children, and I can understand that. But I realized that I didn't start, or I don't have any kids yet, and a lot of people I know my age, they got grown-up children that's in college or about to graduate high school. And a lot of times they don't want to start back over with a baby or a toddler. I get that. I guess I've been trying to do or live my life the right way and not do too much to hold me back from where I need to be. I know my life would probably be different if I had a child or something, because that's a big responsibility. And I know that having a child with the wrong person is no joke, because I see the people that did that and their life is totally hell. And that person is hell-bent on getting them back. Like I said earlier, it's hard to love somebody that don't love themselves. Everybody treats you right in the beginning until they get upset with you or you make them mad. That's when their true colors show. And then you'd be like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? A new broom sweeps real good until it get old. A new person will love you like they never loved before until they get tired of you, until something stressful happens, like hard times. That's when you know what you're dealing with. When the relationship is good, they're good. When the relationship is bad, they're bad. So we're living in a world now where everybody's so emotional, and they're looking for what they can get out of the relationship and not what they put into the relationship. And see, that's why so many relationships are failing, because nobody wants to put anything in nothing no more. They want, hey, how you doing? Love you. Let's get married. We get married. You know, you son of a bitch, you get on my nerve. I hate you. I want a divorce. See, that's what I'm saying. You didn't think about the long-term effect of what you did. It's easy to fall. The easier it is you fall in love, the faster you fall out of love. It doesn't take much these days. When times get hard or things don't go their way, that's when the issue come up. Story of the person that killed their whole family because they got upset. People are not scared to kill anymore. This is a very emotional society. Nobody has no control over how they feel or how they think or what they want to do or not do. They just don't care. It's hard dealing with a person that won't let you go or feel that they got to control your life because they're not happy. A person with no self-esteem are the worst people to deal with because they don't love themselves. They don't even like themselves. And they don't even love you. They think they love you, but they don't. Because if you love somebody, you want to abuse them, you want to dog them out, you want to cuss them out, you build them up and not tear them down. See, that's the catch. A person that loves you will always build you up. They will always make you feel wanted or needed, or they will always treat you and give you the best that you deserve or your best desires. That's a person that really loves you for you. A person that wants to control you or break you down or cuss you out or try to tear you down or try to make you feel worse than you are, that's not a person for you. That's not love. That's a weak individual. And a lot of times people fall in love with these weak individuals because they look good, they're good in bed. Stop building your relationship off of sex and how somebody looks. You better think long term. Can that person pay a bill? Can they pay rent? Can they pay a mortgage? If I lose my job, can they take care of me? You better think long term. Stop thinking about how good the sex is, because sex don't pay no bills. I get so tired of women doing that. It's annoying. You get into the relationships with these people that you know can't help you out or try to help you out. And then you get upset because it don't work out or they're not doing what they're supposed to do. If you know you met Billy Bob, and Billy Bob didn't have no car, no life, no job, no place to stay, no drive, no nothing. He already was behind in child support already when you first meet him. So why is you trying to build a relationship with that person that's for you? Now you get married with Billy Bob because now you with Billy Bob, now you pregnant, and you're like, Billy Bob, I need you to step up to the plate and get a job. How can Billy Bob do that when Billy Bob never had the necessary requirements in the beginning? Stop doing that to yourself, ladies. If you find a decent man, he might not have the best job in the world, but if he got some kind of job, some kind of education, he might not have the best transportation in the world, but if he got something and he's trying to make a way for himself and trying to take care of you, you better hold to that person and stop living this dream life of, I want me dark and handsome, dark, tall, and handsome. I'm not saying that because I'm light-skinned. I'm just saying, be real. Stop looking for a dream and get something that is real with a foundation. You need a foundation in your life. You don't need a dream in your life. Stop living off of sugar and everything that feels good. You're too old for that. You're too wise for that. Life is short. So get you a man that's about something And remember, you can tell a lot about a man that walk around with his pants below his behind. Why would you want that in your life? If a person can't dress right, why do you want that? Why do you think that's a man for you? You're living for today and not tomorrow. That's not a good concept. Please think long and hard and look at the person that you plan to spend the rest of your life with and do a checklist. Do they have a job? Nope. Do they have transportation? Nope. Do they have a high school diploma? Nope. Do they have kids? Yep. Do they plan to do any better? Nope. So why are you trying to build a future with nothing? Because, girl, he beat my back out last night. That was the best sex I ever had. Okay, that might be true, but do you want to help me or do you want to depend it? Or you want somebody independent to help you out in your struggles? In a relationship, you have to build together. Not one person trying to carry the other person for the ride. They get tiresome after a while. You date somebody, they don't never have money to take you to the movies. They never have money to buy you burger and fries. They never have gas money. They never have money to give you lunch money. They never have money to get your nails and toes done. They never have money. They never have nothing. But why are you in love with nothing? What is so special about nothing? You can do bad by yourself. I'm just being honest. That's why I'm single, because I can do bad by myself. I don't want to be doing bad with somebody. I don't want nobody to hold me down like weight in the water when I'm trying to swim to shore. Dead weight is what it is, dead weight. There's nothing good about dead anything. Please note that my grandmother's birthday was yesterday. She's 84 years old. Thank God for that. And I probably have her on tomorrow because I'm off from work. So please, no, food for the soul is for to inspire and build you up as well as it builds me up. What do you want out of this relationship? Do you want to have your own house? Do y'all want to have a business together? Do y'all want to have children together? Do y'all want to take nice vacation together? You got to ask yourself when you get into a relationship, why is I eating this thing? And if sex is your number one reason for being in a relationship, you're already starting out wrong. You need to grow up. You're too old to be thinking about just only sex. You're in your 30s now. You need to think long term and stop thinking short term and stop thinking in between your legs. Stop me hiding your tail. I'm just being honest. I'm telling you something your friends are scared to tell you. Stop worrying about how good he beat your back out and think about how good it feels to have lights on in your house or have somebody take you out to dinner every now and then or somebody buy you a nice dress every now and then. Somebody to show you and appreciate you for being a beautiful woman that you are every now and then. Stop trying to get you a Stop trying to put all your trust in a zero and get you a real hero. I'm just being real. It's sickening that women do that these days. Then you rush off and get married to a zero. Then you want to get divorced from a zero. And then you wonder why you don't have nothing. The old people always say, I is a zero. That means zero from zero is zero. You started with zero. You end with zero, and now you're upset. Look, why did I waste all my time with this person? You knew that in the beginning that person was not for you. Stop giving people the job that can't get the interview. Stop it. Why are you doing that? You're giving them all the keys to the city, and they can't even get the job. If they can't even get the interview with the resume that they do have, why are you giving them a job with full-time benefits? That's crazy. Do better.
Good
Ma'am? So learn to love you and value you and know that you're a true diamond. And know that life is what you make of it. And not every day is going to be a rainy day. And not every day is going to be a sunny day. If you have any questions, email me at WALDONR112@gmail.com.